Hello?
Hi, David. It's Monica with Family First Care.
Oh, I just called you. I just missed you, I guess.
Yes, I was on the other line just hanging up with another aide, and I saw you call.
Okay.
Yes, I
Hi.
had called you earlier, and I left a message. I was looking over the requirements because last time we spoke, you had said that you had completed a few of the requirements, and I saw that you started on your application, but it hasn't been completed yet. You need to submit your application.
I completed the one you asked me for a another reference. I gave you that. What else wasn't completed?
Did you submit it on your application?
No, you sent me an email. I sent you an e I returned your email or your text, whatever you sent me. I responded to it.
Let me see. Oh, okay, I see it. Okay, perfect. Great. All right, so I have the second reference. Now I need you to sign your application. Because I see that some information, most of the information is there. I just don't see any signatures, and I need those signatures for your
That
application.
might be. Okay, I will. I think I can sign online. Do you have AccuSign?
You just have to click on the link. I don't know if it'll bring you
I'll
back
click on
to.
the link. I'll see and get through, and what I have to sign, I'll sign.
Okay, and then let me see your competency test. I don't see that it's been completed. Do you
What's that?
recall? Do you recall taking like the comprehensive test that you have to read
I
one
did. I
sentence?
completed the whole test. Answered 1,000 questions. I did.
I don't see it here.
Oh, that I did. I took all these tests for what's your name? The other healthcare company, because I work for them. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, and then the only thing I did see that was completed was your direct deposit form.
See, nobody screws around when it comes to money.
That was the form that I did receive. And
I'm
then
going to, I'll go through them now, what I have on my phone. And if you're sure the Monday, we'll get together and do what I have to do.
sure, sounds good.
If you, the girls, when do the girls start for you? They asked me, and I said, I don't know. What do you ask me for? I said, I think Tuesday, but I'm not sure.
Let me take a look and see what's going on with the case. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, just bear with me. Just loading
Take
up.
your time. Take your time.
Thank you.
At least now I can see it. I'm on my big computer, so I can see everything.
Yeah.
I tried doing it on my phone. It was not easy.
Oh, I see.
A
So I
direct deposit.
don't see that we have authorization for this case as of yet. So until we get the authorization, nobody is able to start.
Well, they're working now, obviously, for the other place.
That's fine, because then they're still assigned with the other place, but until we get the authorization, that means that officially then we become the agency, and then they
Right.
can start. As long as everyone is compliant, then they can start working.
Yeah, well, they are. Sarah sent her information over today. Now, I do need another girl to take the morning shift.
Yes, and I see that there's a note that they're trying to find someone. I'm not particularly in that department, but I do see her note that they're trying to find someone for that specific schedule. It says 42 hours.
It's well, Sarah. I don't know how many hours she put down on her sheet. I didn't see it, but I think it's around. She was going to take the night shift, so she was taking at least 9 at night till 7, 8 in the morning, I think. 11 hours a day. So she would take 77 hours. What's left?
Okay, so let me see.
Now, on the day shift, I'd like you to think about something since you're the lady in charge of that, correct?
No, I'm not in charge of staffing the case. So let me just go back to the schedule, David. So you need an A for
I'm
what hours?
on for 4 hours, correct?
No, the A that needs to be staffed for this case. You
I
said
can't
you
hear
need.
you, babe.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, so the A that needs to be staffed for this case, for Shapiro, how many hours do you need them to work?
I'd like them to work from 11 in the morning till, let's say, 5:30, 6 o'clock, so they can give them lunch and dinner.
Okay, and that's Monday through Sunday.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to put in that note there to let them know. And then you were asking me something else.
Yeah, when you the daytime aide, I'd like her to start at 11. That way she could stay a little later because there's not as many hours during the day. So if she works 11 to 6, that's 7 hours. That's 49 hours a week. It should be close to the 120. If we're sure that maybe Sarah will have to take an hour or two less, we'll have to figure that out.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so I'm gonna let Erica and Sarah know that you're gonna need the aide to be that needs to be staffed from 11 a.m. to 5:30 or 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
And
perfect.
Sarah will do the other. And Sarah sent all her paperwork over. I helped her with her bank direct deposit stuff.
Yeah, she's complete. She just needed there were two things that she needed, which I had sent her a text of. She needed to complete her I-9W-4, and she needed to submit her 2-year residency proof. And that was it. Everything else was completed.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Now I just got to fix me, and we're in good shape.
Yes, David. I'll touch base with you on Monday, okay?
You will. Have a great weekend.
Thank
Thank you
you
very
as
much.
well. Thank you, David. Oh, when you get
Yeah.
a time also, can you send me pictures of your IDs? A picture of the front of your driver's license or state ID and a
I'll
picture of
do
the
that right
front.
now. I'm on your website.
Perfect.
So I could probably, let's see,
You
let's see
can also
what I'm here.
upload it on the application if you wish as well.
Okay, well, I'm looking to see if I could open this up.
Okay.
First, resume. Your process has been saved and resume now. Let's see, it'll probably take me to where I was. Aha. Okay.
You were
I'm in right where I left off, so I'm going to try going in right from there.
go right ahead. I don't want to interrupt you because I wanted to just start over again. I'll touch base with you on Monday, okay, David?
Thank you. You too.
Very
Have a great
good.
weekend. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.